You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about the best brain boosters that there are out there. And when I talk about brain boosters, I'm not talking about some crazy nootropic substance or something. I'm here to really talk about a holistic approach, an approach about your brain that is not only about what you take, but it's also about your lifestyle. It's about what you do with your brain that really matters. Now, before we get started, please share this podcast with someone that you know is struggling with concentration, someone that would like to do more, but they're stuck. And maybe you see them, they're kind of tired, maybe they're not eating well. This post can definitely help them, and it will help you to talk about something that you guys have in common. And again, it's always important to grow as a unit with your friend group. So I hope you're going to be able to share this post, and let's get started. So a good night's sleep is the best brain booster for sure. Guys, anywhere between 7 to 8 hours. I've really tried 8 for a few months. I personally don't like 8 hours, right? 8 hours to me, it's a bit too much. It makes me feel like I overslept, and it doesn't really keep me on my toes per se. I wake up and I'm kind of too relaxed in a way. But 7 hours is definitely my bare minimum. If I sleep less than 7 hours, I wake up with a bit of a headache. And when I wake up with a bit of a headache, it's just gonna be harder and harder to focus throughout the day. I hate it because when I wake up with a headache and I know that I didn't sleep well, I know what I'm in for. It's not going to be an amazing day. So when you find yourself in that situation, always try to sleep at least 15, 20 minutes longer until you reach that exact point when you wake up, you feel rested, but you also didn't oversleep. Point number two is a healthy diet. And again, I don't want to sound like a broken record, because I know that there's so many people out there that talk about diets, but this is not about losing weight. This is not about working out. A healthy diet for your brain consists of green leafy veggies. So anything that you find in the store that is dark green, it's leafy, you can eat it. You can eat it cooked, or you eat it raw, it doesn't really matter. Other things that you can do is to have blueberries. Blueberries have a lot of antioxidants and they're great for your brain. I listened to Jim Quick and his amazing podcast, Quick Brain, and he talks about blueberries and he called them brain berries for that exact reason. They work wonders. And if you can introduce them in your diet on a daily basis, you'll see amazing results. Another thing that I really love taking every single days, omega-3s, so fish oil. There's so many other ways that you can get omega-3s from, but I generally take wild caught salmon, omega-3 fish oil. It's amazing because it really helps me with memory and concentration. Now, game changers, a lot of this stuff, when you hear it, sometimes people will be like, oh, can't really tell the difference when I take supplements. And I tell my followers all the time, you cannot eat garbage and sleep, you know, 5 hours a night and then take omega-3s and then tell me that it didn't work. The point of taking supplements is to supplement your current diet and lifestyle. It's in the word. It's a supplement. It's not the main ingredient of a good functioning brain. So if you can sleep well and you have a healthy diet, taking omega-3s, I generally take anywhere between 2 to 4 every single day, 2 in the morning and 2 at night. And it really makes a big difference. Point number 4 is an open mind that keeps learning. Guys, don't forget how important it is to always learn every single day. Think about this. If you wanted to go for a marathon, should you just run every single day and, you know, get good at it, or just run every once in a while and then once marathon day comes, you know, hope for the best? Of course, the answer is to run every single day and get good at it. So if you want to boost your brain power, chances are you have to spend some time learning something every single day. What I would suggest you do if you don't know how to get started with this is to go on udemy.com, find a course that's on sale. There's a ton of courses on sale for less than $20. So there's no excuse here for money. Buy one or two of these courses, even the long ones. And anytime that you don't know what to do, you sit down on your couch, you're like, well, should I watch TV? Should I, you know, do something else? Just go on Udemy and watch at least, you know, 15 to 20 minutes, 30 minutes every single day of one of these courses. If you are like me and you want to be more organized, then buy an agenda and just keep on taking notes every time you sit down and take a page of notes every single day. You'll see an amazing power boost to your brain moving forward. Anytime that you have to do a task moving forward, it's not going to seem as hard. And trust me if I tell you, you'll only see the difference between your current brain situation and your future one, your better one, once you get better. Because once you get better, you will be able to look back and how you were operating in the past, and you'll tell yourself, oh my God, how was I even operating before? How could I have so much brain fog before and I didn't even notice? So clear your brain, sleep well, eat well, take some omega-3s to improve your cognition and your memory retention. And of course, learn every day. Your brain will thank you for it. And until next time, up your game.